I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Jonathan Gold is here. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. And he's here with some suggestions on how to cool off this blazingly hot weekend. We're going out for some Mexican shaved ice.
Oh, Raspados are just splendid.
What's your favorite shave ice place?
There's two that I like a lot. One is called Zacatecas. And it is on Ford, just north of Cesar Chavez in East L.A. And it's the most beautifully structured ice dessert you've ever seen. The bottom is loose ice with homemade syrups. And the top is harder packed ice that's in a dome. So it stays frozen longer, and it adds as a lid that chills or keeps the snow cone underneath.
So what about Korean shave ice?
Well, there's bingsu, of course, a pat bingsu.
What is bingsu?
It's a dessert that has shaved ice. It has green tea ice cream often. It has soaked beans and various jellies. It's sort of a quiet, almost zen-like Korean dessert, except, of course, it's been completely blown up. There used to be a place called Ice Kiss in Koreatown that was huge, and they always poured like half a box of fruity pebbles on their bingsu. And there's a traditional tea house I like called Wasanji.
Hmm.
It's as close as is possible, you know, for a place on Wilshire to a traditional Korean tea house. You can get all kinds of different teas, and you can sit on mats if you want to, and the music is, you know, contemplative traditional Korean stuff instead of screaming K-pop. But they have a beautiful, totally restrained, minimal version of pot bingsu. I had one at Pot the other day that was just, it was the size of a football helmet. I mean, you've never seen anything like that.
You wanted them to, like, ring a bell, like at Farrell's?
Oh, yeah, that would have been great. Yeah, you know, birthday party for 12. It cost a fortune, too, I think, like $16. But it was clearly meant to feed an entire table full of people.
What was in it?
The usual stuff. And it was really well done. The ice had a really nice consistency to it. And there must have been an entire freaking box of Fruity Pebbles poured over the top. There's also that New Orleans Snowball place on Slauson, down like a couple blocks from the old witch stand. It's in a parking lot. It's like, it may be a converted photomat booth. It may not be. I mean, that's just my memory of it. But it has a really nice version of New Orleans Snowballs, which I think are like one of the really nice shaved ice traditions in America.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Evan.
That was Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about where to find delicious shaved ice in Los Angeles. Text the words good food to 69866, and we'll send you a list of all the places we just talked about.